jams. Sounds so soulful, don't you agree? South Florida's only station for hip-hop and R&B. It's the afternoon jump-off, drive the 5-5. Of course, yours truly, the L-I-T-C-I-T, always on fire. I stay lit. Griot, you want to let them know you're in the building?
Blasting off like I do, it's Friday, Jay-Z in town. Hip-hop's in the building.
Woo! Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Jay. Ho, what's good?
Yo, what's up? Hey, it's Ho, what's happening?
Ho, what's up, baby? Uh-oh, the man who proclaims to advantage swag.
I mean...
It is.
I mean,
can we go through all the trends that you have set, my man? For real, the Yankee cat. I got one on now. You know, you made it more popular than any Yankee can. Button ups. You know what I mean? You know, like us. You know, you got the baddest chick in the game. When you know what I mean? It's just so many. So
yeah.
So I guess you're about to start some more with this watch throne, huh, my man?
Yeah. You know, just movement back to culture and music.
Oh.
And, you know, just making music to, you know, for the sake of enjoying it.
Right. So that's what you're doing with Watch the Throne. I think everyone has embraced it. As soon as they heard Otis, it was kind of like the return to hip hop. You said the culture, but some people don't understand what hip-hop culture is all about. And sometimes when it comes down to the music, or when it comes down to lyrics, and when it comes down to cadence, because that's what it's all about on Otis. You know what I mean? You feel me? Because it's a sample, and it's you, and yay. And that's it.
Right. No super over-the-top, you know, big singing chorus or anything. Like, and that's like, how we launched the album. So
right.
It's like, and it's good that it's been embraced the way it has.
Mm-hmm.
It means that, you know, everyone's ready for that.
Right.
You know, the return of the boom bap.
Right.
Yeah.
We will be here forever.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if you're just checking in, we got Jay-Z on the line right now. Of course, the album Hard Copy comes out on Tuesday, right? Watch Throne.
No, today. It's out everywhere today.
It's out, so you can get it, because there was a little confusion. Of course, it came out Sunday midnight, iTunes, right?
Yes.
Okay, so a lot of people, like, you know, it's number one in 23 countries, you know, just kicking in doors, and now they can get it today.
Yeah, today.
Okay.
Yeah, today. Hard copy everywhere.
What's the meaning behind Watch Throne, the title of the album, CD?
It's just protecting the music and the culture. Like, you know, as people that's in the forefront of music, is like watch the throne, like protect it. Like, you know, you just watch how popular music shifts and how, you know, hip hop is, you know, basically replace rock and roll as the youth music.
Right.
You know, same thing can happen to hip hop.
True.
You know, it can be replaced by other forms of music. So it's just like making sure that we put that effort in, you know, making the best product so we can contend with all these other music, with all dance music that's dominating the charts right now, and, you know, indie music that's dominating the festivals, and, you know, and still, you know, hold off rock and roll.
Right.
Just to hold our place and, you know, make sure that, you know, hip-hop, as you know, the hip-hop culture is still, you know, the most dominant form of music around the world. And I think Watch It Don't being number one in 23 countries just, you know, again, says, you know.
I heard you choke up on that just a little bit. Like, 23 countries.
Yeah.
That's incredible, man, for real.
Yeah.
If you really sit back and you think about it, 23 countries, and this is just on iTunes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, that's what you just think about that. And when you sit back and you fall back and you listen to some of the hip hop today, and then you go pick up Watch the Throne, it's the return of the boom bap. It's return of the culture. And I think when I started off the interview, we talked about trends, and you've been doing it throughout your whole career in the game. Anything you come out with, it's kind of like next thing you know, everybody's kind of doing it. So do you feel, and Kat, you probably feel this way, or do you know that this could be the return of that type of hip-hop?
Well, anything that has success is going to be emulated, you know. So hopefully that's the reason why we went down this road. We went down this road to make a great album, but also to make a statement for the culture. Yeah.
And big ups on that Forbes list. Again, you're on there as the king of hip-hop when it comes to clocking dollars and making money. Was it number, you're number one in hip-hop, but like 32 worldwide? Something like that? Oh, you don't even know about that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I could inform you on that.
Yeah,
but...
thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You know, I gotta look out for you, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
No doubt. If you're on the line, of course, you can hit us up 866-991-JAMZ. I got some tickets for you. Going to ask Jay-Z where's he going to be on Sunday and talk to him about what he's learned from Beyonce. That's right. Drive at 5, Creole, LIT, right here on South Florida's only station for hip-hop. Nah, man. Jam, South Florida's only station for hip-hop. And I, we got Jay-Z on the line, of course. DJ Greer on yours truly, Lorenzo Ice-T Thomas, is all about Watch Throne, and Jay's on the line. And Jay, I want to ask you about, of course, Watch Throne, and, you know, it's kind of different. Was it a kind of like a marketing strategy? Because you came out with the single, and it came out real fast, no video, nothing. Was kind of like, was it all kind of strategic?
Yeah, I wanted to take it back. I remember that I'm part of a group now, the drum. Yeah, we wanted to make sure that it was like, take it back to that listening experience like that we had, like when we first got albums and we opened it and we heard them for the first time.
Right.
But now with social media and, Twitter, like, it's like you're sitting around a huge campfire and you can have that discussion with everybody around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Before we was having it with 3-4 of us on the block or downstairs, like, yeah, I like this song, I like that song.
Right.
And now you can go on Twitter and have that conversation all around the world.
Right.
I just wanted people to really enjoy and experience the album for the first time together. And the way we want it to be heard, how, because once you hear like snapshots, like you hear Ham, Ham is super intense.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear that every day. It's like difficult to hear that, but inside, as a collection, inside a whole body of work, it's different. I mean, even like when we perform Ham live, it's a whole different experience. Like it reacts like it was this massive hit record. Because that's the setting for it. The setting for it is the concert, not inside your home. So you just wanted people to hear the album, how we intended it.
Yeah, and it comes across that way with Ham, and of course the video was something a little, left field from what you may expect, but it comes back to Fade to Black and the concert experience and being able to have that CD in your hand and, go through the pages and look at the credits. That's taking it back to, kind of like to real hip-hop and where it all originated. And I'm going to tell you this, I want the hard copy. I've been saying this line ever since Memphis Bleek said it. When I go pick up Watch the Throne, I'm going to pick up 3 copies. One's for the crib, one's for the whip, and one's for the plastic, because
it's a classic.
Yo, we did an interview a while back, and Bleek said that. It was me, you, Bleek, and the whole crew, man. And he said that. I said, yo, I got to borrow that.
Yeah.
But if you're just checking in, you probably recognize his voice. Jay-Z on the line right now with yours truly, Lorenzo Ice-T Thomas, worldwide. And you're going to be in the vicinity on Sunday. So why don't you just go ahead and let everybody know what's happening on Sunday, where you're going to be.
I haven't been in Miami for a while. So I was like, man, I got to go down there and party. I keep hearing about this Club Live. I was there one time. I guess I was there kind of early on.
Right.
And everybody talking about how great it is. So I'm like, man, I got to go down there and celebrate with Miami. I haven't been in Miami for a minute.
Well, first and foremost, got to give a big shout going out to headliner Mike Gardner. But Jay, let me tell you, it's an experience. I mean, and of course, you got big clubs, you got big major clubs, but it's just something about the swag of Miami. And you're not going home to 5 a.m.
I'm cool on that. I'm gonna come, have dinner, the whole thing. I'm fly up, have dinner, party with everybody, dance like everybody else, and enjoy myself in Miami. I haven't been in a second.
Right. But we're definitely gonna welcome you here with open arms. You're gonna come through and definitely party, pop some bottles. And, of course, the concert here. In fact, I'm going to see if I can give away a pair of tickets right now, because we had a big weekend last weekend where we gave them away before you could buy them. The concert here is going to be November 14th. Watch Throne, of course, you and Ye. And for those that have not seen, I haven't seen you in a minute, but for those, what can we expect from that concert on November 14th that might be different from things you've done in the past?
Well, I mean, you can expect something you've never seen, because myself and Ye, included, we both try to push the boundaries of what can be done.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at music, we look at hip-hop concerts, we're competing with Bono, with Coldplay, with, we're competing with history, we're competing with Michael Jackson. We're not just trying to have a good show for a hip-hop artist. I think that's limiting. We're musicians like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
you know. So we're always pushing those boundaries.
Right. Well, you can expect those concerts to sell out real quick because I know how fast you sold out Madison Square Garden, and Beyonce just sold out four shows in New York in 22 seconds.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. So what have you learned from Beyonce and her performances or her approach to marketing, and what has she learned from you? How does it work hand in hand?
Well, you have to ask her what she learned from me, but what I've learned from her is the same thing I learned from Mike. And I know it's blasphemy to compare the two, you know, because Mike was such an innovator, right. You know, but I think she's like the second coming. You know, the hard work and the dedication that she puts into her shows, you know, I don't know, you know, it just makes you want to work harder at your craft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yeah. Like she's like a machine.
Mm. Yeah, if you're just checking in, we're on the line with Jay-Z. Jay, hold on for a second. You know, Liv is going to be a movie. Once again, big shout going to Mike Gardner. Headline, it's going to be crazy. Jay, I want you to tell everybody how many bottles that you're going to buy on Sunday at Liv. Hold it there for that.
99 Jams.
You are Lorenzo Ice-T Thomas, Radio 99 Jams, South Florida's only station for hip-hop and R&B. Drive the 5 Friday edition. Griots on the other side of the glass. And, of course, we got Hov on the line right now. He is going to be in town on Sunday. Partying. We want to clear that up, right? You're partying on Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm just coming to hang out. You know, okay. I don't want people to, you know, I'm start getting rumors that it's some kind of concert or show happening. It's not a show. I don't want to disappoint anybody. You know, I just want to come. I want everybody to be in the festive mood.
But let me ask you this, Jay. If I had the mic, you know, I'm hyping up the crowd. And we throw on one of your joints. You can't touch it, right?
No, that's different. No, that's different. I just don't want people coming expecting the concert. I only just come expecting a good time.
Right.
You know, anything can happen in the party atmosphere. Okay. You know, you get enough drinks and everything.
All right, so what is your drink of choice? Because you know you squashed Cristal when you came out with the Ace of Spades.
I'm trying to break the live record for Ace of Spades. I don't know what the record is, but I'm definitely going for it.
You're kidding me. You trying to break a record at Liv?
Yeah, I'm going to break the record for Bottles Popped in one night. I don't know what the record is, but I'm assuming since it's Miami, it's got to be somewhere close to 75 bottles or something. I'm going that way.
Yo, it's crazy. It's crazy. You're going to make me come out there on Sunday night, Jay.
I'm going to be passing them out, too. So, yo, people, you know, just come on and have a good time. You know, I think, you know, a lot of I'm not going to say the whole night is on me, but it's I can't drink 75 bottles
right,
myself.
Right. Now, Ye will be with you as well?
I think Ye's going to, and he's crazy because he's trying to get out of it just to party with you guys. But he has a European festival. Where's he Saturday? He's somewhere. He's on his way to a festival somewhere.
Okay.
He's trying to get out of it. I'm like, man, you better go do your show.
Right. All right, but we'll be looking for you on Sunday. Hey, Jay, thank you so much for the time, for calling, and I know it's all about the album.
And thanks for, you know, you guys' support as well. Miami, you know, you guys as well. We really appreciate it because it didn't have to turn out like this. We was kind of taking a chance. We did something that we believed in, mm-hmm. You know.
And we're talking about the music, right?
Yeah, we're talking about the album and how we released it, you know, and how it came out with, you know, an untraditional single with no hook, with no video, and everybody responded to it. So I really appreciate everybody's support. You know, feels good to know that, you know, when you believe in something that, you know, people riding with you.
Right. I'm going to let you go, but there's this one thing when I heard it, and this might be too deep for the listening audience, you know what I mean? But when you got the oldest joint, the sample, right, there's really no beat to that song. You know what I mean? It's just the sample, and it's like you keep waiting for maybe like the top villain beat to come in, right? And it never comes. But the testament to you and Ye on that song is that we're partying to your cadence. You know what I mean?
The way
you're flowing on that joint. I said it might be a little deep for everybody, but intricately, that's what we're partying to your vocals. And your vocals is like instrumentation added to the oldest sample. You know what I mean? And so,
yeah.
I mean, that's accolades to you and Ye to be able to say, you know what? Nah, we don't need. And the studio is like, nah, we don't need no beat.
Yeah. Just the feel. We're feeling it. Because, you know, as, you know, a musician, you are an instrument. You have to find your way, you know, next to the snare, next to the bass, you know. you know, so thanks again.
My pleasure. Jay-Z on the line with yours truly, Lorenzo Ice-T Thomas. And I was getting tired of hearing that 808. I mean, you know, it was driving me crazy every time I heard it. So thank you for the music. Watch Throne. Go online to get it or get the hard copy today. We're going to break it down like this. We're going to get three copies. One for the crib, one for the whip, and one for the plastic.
Because this is a classic.
Jay-Z, thanks so much for the call, baby.
My man.
And I'll see you Sunday night.
All right, bro.
Peace.